The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked them. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel begs us to ask many spiritual questions, like, who heals us? When we're in need of healing, who is the one that grants healing grace? The answer is, of course, Jesus. But why does Jesus heal? Because he loves us. Jesus does not want us to be broken, to suffer, or to be lost in sin. Jesus wants to heal our bodies, and he can. He can do that. But Jesus is more interested in the healing of our soul. This kind of healing lasts for all eternity. Why then do we want Jesus to heal us? Well, because we desire to follow truth and goodness and beauty all the way to heaven. We seek Jesus so that we can become the best versions of ourselves. And we see ourselves, when we see ourselves, we should see the image and likeness of Jesus. When we look in that mirror of faith, we see the Lord shining through. In this gospel, healing takes place through faith. But one of the men who was healed had a deeper conversion. Something happened not just to his body, but also his soul. And he could recognize that. He sees it clearly. He returns to give thanks to the one who heals. We can conclude that when we are healed by Jesus, that healing often goes beyond what was requested of God. God always does and wants to do more. This man responds to what is true for all persons. We want healing, but what we truly want is to worship and give thanks to God. Because that is the eternal reality. Heaven is eternal worship and giving glory and thanks to God. Conversion then leads to thanksgiving, which is true worship. We aren't called to come and simply for all eternity confess our sins. That's not heaven. In heaven, sins are over. And glory is all that we desire. And so true conversion should lead to thanksgiving and true worship. Turn and give thanks to God. The one man who goes back to give thanks to God, you could say he experienced a double healing. His skin was cleared up, but also his heart is opened. His capacity to see Jesus has changed. He believed Jesus could heal his leprosy, but after this, he was able to see that Jesus was not just a healer of the body. He was there for the healing of the world. Jesus has come to heal the world from sin and death. Jesus is here so that we might have life and have it abundantly. He came back to Jesus, healed of leprosy, but empty and ready. Empty and ready to receive the fullness of joy. To say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for healing my soul, for giving me the power of the Holy Spirit, and for the desire to be filled with the truth of the gospel. We're called to come to Jesus ready to receive. Thanksgiving and true worship require an emptying of ourselves. And then we let Jesus give us everything. We empty ourselves of the world and the selfishness and the sins and the struggle and the grief and whatever it is. And we let Jesus give us everything else that we need. If you've ever heard of Sister Ruth Burroughs, she would say that God cannot give himself to us unless our hands are empty to receive him. The deepest reason why so few of us are saints is because we will not let God love us. To be loved means a naked, defenseless surrender to all that God is. It means a glad acceptance of our nothingness, a look fixed only on the God who gives, taking no account of the nothing to whom the gift is made. And Thomas Merton says that the more we depend on God, the less we need, the less we are in need of our self-reliance. The more we turn to Jesus, the less self-sufficient we need to be. What this man in the gospel understood was that he was no longer dependent on himself, on these men that he was walking with who came to be healed. He was not dependent on the Old Testament priests anymore. It was Jesus for him. He said with full heart, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, it is only you that I love. And in that, he was saved. This gospel should make us ask this question of ourselves in prayer. Lord, what do I love more than you? And we got to get rid of that. Get rid of it today. Jesus heals us. Jesus chooses us. Jesus calls us to be his disciples. Turn then and give thanks to the God who has restored our lives. pray with a loud voice, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will sing praise to your name, Most High. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.